From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is expected to call for a new round of tax breaks for businesses. Under a plan Mr. Obama is set to unveil tomorrow in Cleveland, businesses would be able to write off 100% of their new capital investments through next year. But Republicans are firmly opposed. House Minority Leader John Boehner says the White House should focus on cutting spending, not adding to it. Well, the administration is under more pressure this election year to generate jobs, confronted with a high unemployment rate. However, Melanie Holmes, Vice President of Manpower, says despite all the negative economic news recently, it appears the situation is improving, however slightly.
A year ago, we were in negative territory. We actually had a seasonally adjusted net employment outlook of minus 2%. And our seasonally adjusted employment outlook for the coming quarter is a positive 5%.
Oh, but fears over the health of European banks today sent stocks in the U.S. down. Dow's down 81 at 10,367 at last check, and NASDAQ is down 19 at 22.14. Firefighters continue to battle a stubborn blaze west of Boulder, Colorado, that's forced thousands of people from their homes and burned many structures. Kirk Sigler from member station KUNC has this update from Boulder.
The fire is burning through steep and rugged pine forest in the hills about 8 miles west of Boulder. It's in a heavily populated area with numerous subdivisions and cabins. More than 3,000 people have been evacuated, and there's little chance they'll get back home today. Boulder County Sheriff Commander Rick Broff says crews are hoping to get the upper hand this afternoon because winds are forecast to be fairly calm.
What the prediction is 3 to 6 miles per hour, so that's much favorable for the firefighters today. That's going to allow us to get air tankers up in the air.
The fire exploded on Labor Day with erratic wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour, and air tankers and helicopters were unable to attack it. Its cause is under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Boulder, Colorado.
There has been an explosion at a refinery outside the northern Mexican city of Monterrey. Number of deaths or injuries at the Petróleos Mexicanos facility, or Mexicanos facility, that is still unknown. There has been another bombing in northwestern Pakistan, the second in less than 24 hours. At least 16 people were killed in the explosion at a police compound in Kohat. Authorities say the dead were the wives and children of police officers. An additional 60 people were injured. The Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for a series of recent attacks. The violence further complicates Pakistan's efforts to deal with a flood-related humanitarian crisis that affects millions of people. Dow's down 81 at 10,367. NASDAQ losing 20 points at last check at 22.14. S&P 500 down 10 at 10.94. This is NPR News. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan is warning that a Florida-based church has planned to burn copies of the Muslim holy book on the anniversary of 9/11 will endanger American lives in Afghanistan and worldwide. More from NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson in Kabul.
In an email to reporters, General David Petraeus says extremists would use photos of any Quran burning to incite violence here in Afghanistan and around the world. That's because any damage or show of disrespect to the Quran is deeply offensive to Muslims. At Monday's protest, hundreds of Afghans burned American flags and an effigy of the pastor who was calling for the Quran burning. A U.S. military convoy passing by the rally was briefly pelted with stones until organizers ordered the protesters to stop. Petraeus warned images of burning Qurans could lead to violence, similar to what happened with photos taken at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. In 2005, 15 people died and scores were wounded in riots in Afghanistan, sparked by false allegations that interrogators at Guantanamo Bay flushed a Quran down the toilet. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Tropical storm Hermine is lashing Texas with heavy rains in an area struck by Hurricane Alex earlier this summer. Hermine made landfall in northeastern Mexico late last night and crossed into South Texas within hours. The man who killed John Lennon is up for parole again. Mark David Chapman's hearing at the Attica Correctional Facility may be held as early as Tuesday. This will be the sixth time in nearly 30 years Chapman will attempt to get parole. Chapman is serving time for gunning down the former Beatle outside his Manhattan home in December of 1980. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.